Hey, everybody. Hey, guys. All right. This is another 10 minutes with Rhino here. maybe this is a podcast. This is like a really like a podcast where the host talks to his shoe. Today, everybody. Hey, it's the 26th of January, 2021. I'm alive. We're all alive, hopefully. Okay, I don't know what the hell. I'm like a little delirious here. I have been drinking like 5 cups of coffee a day. Is that weird? Is that wrong? Coffee is just delicious. It is just so delicious. And I like go to bed thinking about it. For some reason, I drink so much coffee and I drink no alcohol whatsoever for 2 years now. And I like, don't do any drugs of any kind for like 2 years now. Not that I did a lot of drugs before. I mainly just drank a lot, but I don't smoke cigs or anything. Coffee is just taking on a whole new role. That and exercise, lots of exercise. Taking a lot of exercise takes a lot of time. Especially when you start getting strong, you like need to work out longer. I love running. It's the best. One of my favorite things to do, I don't even know why I was going to talk about something else, but I'll talk about this. One of my favorite things to do, my absolute favorite things to do is, to work on a new song and like have like the beginnings of an idea that I like vamp out and just kind of play with for a while and do a few takes and put that onto my phone and then go for like a run. And listen to that like on a loop. What is this doing for me? Kind of listen to my initial idea and then take it on a run, you know? Let me throw this away. Oh, I'm out of coffee. That's probably for the best. It's like 8 p.m. Hey, everybody. Who wants some coffee at 8 p.m.? Yeah, that's kind of the greatest. And then I'm on the run, and for some reason when I'm exercising, my brain is, like, disconnected. The part of my brain that, like, doubts. You know, like, when you're, like, kind of buzzed, drunk, and you're just like, that's a good idea. And it's, like, not a good idea. That's a good idea. When I'm running, I kind of, everything gets simpler. And I almost, like, childlike, or you just kind of have, like, baby thoughts. And your thoughts are just kind of, I mean, you're feeling good. Obviously, if you're working hard, it's like brutal and you can't even remember your own name. But usually at the end of a run, you know, that runner's high they talk about, which is just that kind of a pure elation, calming thing that washes over you is just a great thing to experience. And if I could tie that with my songwriting, just things feel simpler. If any of you guys have that experience, write in the comments below. Right wherever you're reading or hearing this, if there's comments, there's a comments area, please write in it below. I'm curious to know. Anyway, I had an interesting phone call with so TuneCore is my kind of digital distribution venue place. I guess I'm gonna call it a place. It's not a place. It's a bunch of people occupying a place, a virtual place. But they're kind of a three-headed monster, I'm learning. They've got the music distribution wing. They've got the publishing administrator wing. And they have the licensing wing. And I just got off the phone with somebody from licensing. He really knows what he's talking about. And really kind of calmed my nerves about the questions I have over the whole potential licensing of my song with this TV show Walking Dead, kind of got me excited, excited for the future, excited for what comes next, excited to get back to work. That kind of injection of hope and positivity that I guess I could have used a lot years ago with my music. You know what it is as a musician in this landscape where everything is just homogenized all over the place and it's hard to know what's important. You can get to thinking that your music doesn't have any value to anybody. You can convince yourself of things no one's told you. You can kind of find yourself lost in a wilderness of mirrors with regards to your music and what's important. And with the, my God, with the pandemic, I like to say positive, but I mean, it's truly awful what's happening with all these venues and how, you know, some venues aren't a restaurant, so they can't get the PPP. And some places are just like a music venue, and it's like they're screwed. And the aid hasn't come. And the aid, if it does come now, might be too late for many. And it's caused all these musicians to go online. I mean, just the hate, the amount of, hey, everybody. Hey, guys. I mean, I've been saying it around the apartment. I think maybe I'll have to start all of these podcasts with a series of, hey, everybody's. I'll grab, there's a bazillion of them. Hey, guys. In like every language. no one knows how to start these videos. Bless them. But we got all these musicians that are playing in front of their computer from that angle, that wide angle, that 15 degree angle lens, wide angle with the computer mic. And it's just, I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do it myself. I'm just rambling here. All right. But I have been doing this thing about going to open mics, and sometimes I play songs, but sometimes I would just listen to other musicians and just be like, you know what? Like, that's one way to do it. And just kind of enjoying the way other people create and trying to figure out the way I do it as well. It's constant learning, and that's where the joy is in it, I think, at least for me. I mean, like also too, like a lot of the stuff that I've learned, I just forgot. So I like relearning. A lot of it's just relearning. It's like, I have heard stuff that I did like 10 years ago and be like, I don't even remember where I was when I did it, or you know what I mean? Maybe you don't. Maybe you haven't had that experience yet. But one of the things I've been doing during the pandemic is I went on to Reddit, which is kind of like Facebook, except everybody's anonymous. So there's like, it has less of a Facebook quality to it. It has a very wretched, ugly side because of nobody. Everyone's anonymous, so you can just say the worst in the world. But at the same time, there's a rugged honesty to it, which is good. I think is good. That's a good thing. I mean, some people are just a-holes and they just want to tear down everything. They're kind of easy to spot. It's the people that are like super, I don't know how they go through life. I don't know. I mean, every once in a while, I want to choke a bunny. I'm so pissed off, at just the circumstances by which I find myself like, chasing my own tail all day long about emails, about texts, about WhatsApps, about Vibers, about doing things five times, about just the lack of care. People, whatever. I've been going on these kind of songwriting kind of share Reddit subgroups that revolve around a word, like a topic. And in this case, songwriting or songwriters. There's two of them. There's songwriting and there's songwriters. And I think one of them is for like finished songs and one of them is for like works in progress. And people are like trying to collaborate. Hey, does anybody have like a chorus for this riff? Or it's wild. It's like an open mic, and everybody showed up to the open mic without a song finished. It's in like, there's a lot of stuff up there that it's just like, woof, woof. But at the same time, it's like somebody's like learning guitar, and they're like, hey, guys. And like, it's just the internet. If you don't like it, you know, you just go away from it. And people seem to be very supportive there. Like, it's kind of warms the heart. There are some people, though, that are just like, I don't know. It's like their own personal garbage they projected onto some young, innocent person's song. But I've heard a couple songwriters up there with like a fresh song that blew me away. Like, just was like, wow. I was just like pleasantly shocked out of my mind, kind of. Like, I was just like, doo-doo-doo, like in this little Reddit songwriters thing, looking at people's little videos. Hey, everybody, here's my new song. And then like, whoa, look at that adult in a 18-year-old person's body writing a song of like just epic greatness. It's really inspired me to stay focused with my stuff. It's a part of the pandemic that I think I'm going to cherish. And there's this, you know, I think we're going to be talking about this time in this in history for like another 50 years. And there's going to be God knows how many movies that are made about every intricacy of this crap time. But there's going to be a lot of positives that come away from it. And one of the things is going to definitely be for me, I think, is just this kind of turning over of the garden, reducing what I need down to truly what I need. I don't need all this extra stuff, you know? And just the learning, the amount of learning I've been doing. Okay, I think I'll leave it there. I think I'm way past 10 minutes. Yep, I am way past 10 minutes.